Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to our Season 2, Episode 18.
Together we can fight the fight!
Let's ride!
I don't wanna.
No, oh, I'm too chapped. You do. No.
All right. I think you do wanna ride.
Anyway.
Must be this tall to ride the Shuquin Shinobi.
Not very tall, apparently.
It must be like 3 feet tall or something, I don't know. My chair is squeaky.
I can't help it if I'm short.
And have tiny woman hands.
And tiny feet. And tiny brain. And
she's tiny? Oh.
Brian's brain are bigger than his own.
Hey, I scored 63 points and we're just friends on Brian's brain, and it was fun.
And we're just friends?
Words with friends.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying.
You're an idiot.
No.
One-ups?
Onesies.
All right. So, I was on a boat, and that's why the audio of last week's podcast was total shit. I apologize.
That's what we're like. And then we're like...
I was going to try to get out the background noise, except I was busy and I was lazy, and it didn't happen.
He was busy.
He was sunbathing.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I do.
Brian sunbathes.
All the damn time. But anyway, that was really, really fun. Universal was a blast. I don't really have too much to say about it since I mentioned most of it last week.
Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. But that was an absolute excellent time.
I know, right?
The boat was fun. I mean, nothing really too wild. I mean, it's a boat.
Did you land on the Pokemon with the giant islands?
No, sadly. There was no dragon.
The Pokemon with the giant islands? What?
Were you not here last week?
I don't think he was here for that part.
Probably not.
I was here the whole time.
I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway.
Whether or not I was paying attention to a different story. I don't listen when Dawson talks. I hear
a...
So when we got to NASA, we went to the aquarium, which was...
You went to
really...
NASA?
I am talking.
Talking bubble boy.
You want to go to NASA?
And that was really fun.
Brian was like, Uchukita! No.
Comedians and shows, and I had to do homework. And,
did they make fun of your mother?
Yeah, they did, actually.
They told her to crank it?
They indirectly made fun of me. It was fun. But, yeah, that's really about all. It was a really fun time, and I'll have pictures and video eventually when I'm not lazy, and I have a camera that can import the video that my aunt gave me.
Boat trip.
Boat trip.
That's what the vlog is going to be called, just Boat Trip 3 times. Starring Brian as Cuba Gooding Jr.
Fuck yeah. Anyway.
Gotcha. Made last.
Uchikita!
I bought...
Crotch?
A Ben 10 4-pack, a Mario figure 6-pack, and...
What's in the Mario 6-pack, Shuquin Shinobi?
Toad, Mario, Luigi, Bowser, and a... Shit, was it a pink Yoshi and a blue Yoshi, maybe?
Oh, that's cool.
It's 2 different color Yoshis.
I like how Brian has a different meaning of the word 6-pack. Check it out. Got a 6-pack. Plop these figures on the table. I'm going to polish these off tonight.
And that is it. So someone else go.
Let's see. I don't remember whether I mentioned I got my Ami Ami box last time, so I'm just not gonna talk about it. Okay.
I think.
I got it again.
I love the way Oki has the spreadsheet now.
Yeah, it's got the months and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. Dramatic music for my one.
<Do-do-do-do. laughs>
And then I went down the dark corridor, and there was a clown. No, I don't know. I found the Rita and Decker figures, and I was like, look, Decker's cool, and Rita's stupid. And I hate you, Rita. Even if she does look adorable like Ditto. Look at her face. She goes, Ditto.
No, all right.
No, Slippy. Don't die on me now, Slippy.
Slippy, watch out. Bogey on your tail.
How about that Pokemon? Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
I'm trying to save Slippy. Oh, God, Falco.
Falco, punch.
I'm done.
I got my... I got my Forza toys, and Burger Meal is adorable. Okay. And, what else did I get? Oh, the Forza driver. The driver is pretty cool. And
don't shoot Falco, you ass!
What?
Our film during a live footage. Fuck it. I was gonna say from a live studio audience, and then they kept saying "foodio."
Foodio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's the problem?
Where was everybody?
Okay.
Is this being recorded? This is gonna be hilarious. What the hell happened? I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I recorded a bunch of videos.
Stop talking.
What is going on right now?
It's just funny. Like, you don't address anything that happened. You just keep going.
I don't know what happened.
Oh my god, I need a drink.
So, oh god, Wolf's in here! And, I paid Oki, that's on its way. I managed to snag a 1500 yen Geki Toja from Mandarake. Oh, I missed out on a Gao King and a Dai Voyager, and I'm very upset. But I have a one pox coming from Nakano. And multiple boxes possibly coming from Nagoya. So that's fun.
Just hear noises in the background.
All I know is Mandarake must love me right about now.
No!
That's just Slippy being a homosexual. But I think that's about it.
Okay. Just have a nice long silence. That was another good one.
What? I said I was done. What is happening?
I was listening to the Star Fox sounds. I'm sorry.
Okay. So what in the news? Okay, superhero time. No?
Okay, there's really nothing to talk about as far as news is concerned. You've got a rumor that the Gokai Galleon Buster is fueled by
sperm.
The Changeman, Flashman, Maskman, and O-Ranger. So that's exciting, I guess.
I was so excited that I forgot about it.
And
I was so excited that I touched it.
That's it, I think. I don't think there's anything else going on. Nintendo had a 3DS conference, and there was pretty much nothing new except for Monster Hunter, and I don't really care about Monster Hunter.
I didn't even know this happened.
There's a Mario Tennis game coming out, too.
They announced the release dates for the Mario, and we were just talking about that last night.
Yeah, Super Mario Land 3D comes out in November.
I wasn't here last night.
I think right after I got off the phone with Brian, he just called Nintendo up and said, look, we need release dates. Come on, that was funny. Why is everyone so quiet?
Because I'm playing Star Fox.
And I'm confused.
And I've got a diaper.
Bonnie! I just feel like saying that.
Bonnie has a diaper?
This is the news, by the way, in case you didn't.
There's a Super Saiyan 3 Goku figure art.
There is, and he's got giant hair.
Pre-order, and he's all big and muscular. And
he takes 20 out of 24 minutes to transform. With epic music.
Well, Boo just stares.
Boo's like, oh. Bobbity's like, oh, shut up. I'm going to die in 5 minutes anyway. Spoiler alert.
I touched my pants right now.
All right, superhero time. This is ridiculous.
What? Hold on.
I'm trying to think of news. I don't think there is any.
Okay, I'm just going to turn Star Fox off and wait till Dragonite discussion. I'm sorry. Sting pisses me off. So, are we just going to move forward?
I guess so. I mean, we can, like, amend a ramble time or something. Maybe at the end of this, I don't know how long we're going to go on about Dragonite, but...
Well, I heart Matt Mullen, so that could be a while.
We'll see how it goes after we fight the fight.
Give me your mother, or give me death.
Fair enough.
Well, now he left Takajaba. Oh, no, that's not his Takajaba. Why did it say April? I thought it was February, Brian.
Apparently it's April now. I don't know.
Oh, shit. I thought you forgot about it. I was scared. I'm sorry.
What did you
say? Touch me. Touch me, touch me, touch me. Oh, shit. I forgot the combination. Oh, yeah, I gotta do this part. Kamen Rider Forze! And that sucks.
Yes, it does.
Just like your mother did last night. Oh!
What? In the butt. I said what?
I did do what in the butt. And, what is happening right? Oh, yeah, Gokaiger, right.
Yeah, that.
We're on episode 29. So we've just had a tribute last week. We got a tribute this week. Woohoo! So it starts off and...
This was a tribute? That's funny. I didn't know that. Ow, I got hit in the head with a tiny scepter. This is a tough room. I hope there's someone somewhere out there listening to this laughing. This is a tough room.
So, I got...
Cricket.
Wait, what happened? It started off, and I seriously forgot what happened in this episode. They were eating. They were eating, and then you see a wedding, and then a monster shows up because Oily is sick with a cold, and they need to collect joy. So a monster takes the joy from this bride, and then the Gokaiders are all like, hey, that's not cool, man. And then he grows giant, and they're like, that's not cool. And then they make Gojujin and Gokaio, and then he turns tiny like a fly and goes inside Gojujin and is fighting with Guy. Then he goes inside Gokaio and is fighting with the five Gokaigers. And they try to shoot him, but they blow out the view screen instead. And then he goes in the ship, and Navi beats the piss out of him. And then they surround him. And I think at some point, AIM became Gandalf, because she's like, you shall not pass. And they surround him, and then he turns tiny, and he goes inside Milfy's clothes, and that was fun. And then they scare him out, and he runs away. And Doc makes Joe, Milfy, and Marvelous help him fix the ship while AIM the family and Guy go find the monster. And they're going to get married to draw out the monster, and it's hilarious because Guy's all scared to kiss a girl. He's kind of like Terui. And the monster shows up, and they're like, Kyle, you can't turn big and small anymore.
What a good moment.
This is a golden moment.
Yeah. And then, right before that, we see these two people, and, like, this one dude's got super cool hair, and this chick with glasses, and he's like, I guess I don't know the full use of the Aberranger power. And the chick's like, wait, what? I was an Aberranger, and I didn't know. And he's like, no, you weren't. Shut up, bitch. Slaps her in the face with his penis. No, he doesn't. He doesn't do that. That would just be creepy and gross. But it would be funny. And where was I? All right. Penises. So then they try to stop him, but then Guy gets in the way and monster runs away. And he's like, I suck at life. And she's like, I know, but it's okay. I have another plan. And so then she's like,
yeah, let's just squish him. Just step on him. And then the episode's over and I can move on. Sorry.
Someone's bitter of life. Anyway, bitch. So, I forgot. See, I forgot what I was doing now. Oh, right. So, she's now a schoolgirl on a bike, and then she starts asking him for directions, and then she takes his staff and, like, smashes it on the ground.
Is this the summary for a porn? She's a schoolgirl on a bike, she asks for directions, and then takes his staff.
And then they start fighting, and then he gets knocked into a hospital where she's now a nurse with a giant syringe, which she injects into his butt. And he gets drowsy. This sounds like a terrible idea for a porn. And
I told you.
Then he ends up back outside. Now she's a policewoman, and she's beating him up.
She beating him up?
The whole time, guy's taking pictures with his Gokai Sutter, which I didn't even know it could do that. But
he has to hold it like the other way. He takes pictures with the screen or something. I don't really.
Yeah, and he got all excited when he was doing it too. He was like, "Oh yeah, this looks good." And then, where was I? Oh right. So now she's a cop. She smashes his staff, and the happiness escapes or something.
This totally sounds like a porn summary. Snapped his staff, and then the happiness escaped everywhere. Oh, this is hilarious.
It happened on her face. And, and then those two people show up, and then Guy freaks the fuck out. He's like, "Oh my god, it's Aubrey Blue!"
He freaks the freak out.
Someone I don't know. And she's all sad. And she's like, "I'm his wife." And they're like, "Okay." And then he's like, "Yeah, so Gokaio can use the Abba Ranger keys too." And Aim to Family's like, "I won't have a key." So the chick steps up and is like, here's an Abba Pink key. And guy's like, "What? Who's Abba Pink?" She's like, "I'm the 200th Super Sentai or whatever. And the key totally looks like a child made it." Like, it's just drawn on it in ink and like a Sharpie. And it looks pretty funny. Like, I think it was made of construction paper or something. I don't know. All I know is that it looks really shitty. And then the monster's like, "Hey, guys, I want to fight now." So they all transform. And then guy's like, "Let's go straight to Abba Ranger." And he's like, "Okay." And then we see that Aim to Family, well, they do the Abba Ranger team pose, and then they see that I'm the Family is in like this felt costume of poo with like the footprint drawn on it with a Sharpie, and she's like, "You guys gotta do this without me," and they're like, "Okay." So they start fighting, and Milfy uses the daggers and the wings, and Marvelous goes all super dino mode, and it was pretty cool. And then
super dino mode,
and then Doc used Tommy's Brachio staff.
Wow.
Except a lot more gay. And
energy orb.
Yeah. And so they beat him up, and they're like, "Let's finish this." And then guy's like, "I got just the thing. I haven't used it in a while. We have to whore it out." Oh shit, that wasn't on.
You just hear like a slapping foot.
Let's try it again. And then he uses Gokai Legend Dream while the others use a gun and sword. Final wave! And then he dies. And then now the chick villain is sick with a cold too because she didn't use protection and caught what he had. And then he grows giant. They bring out Gokaio and Gojujin. They use the Abba Ranger keys. The arms of Gojujin go onto Gokaio, and they're like, "Goju, Gokaio!" And then guy appears in the cockpit, and he's all like, "Oh, this is super cool."
Say cock.
And then they use the tail drill, and then they're like, "Let's finish him with double Tyranno Drill X action." So they use both drills or something, and they both spin and destroy him. And then guy's talking about how cool Aim to Family was, and then he shows them the pictures, and she's like, "Oh no, damn it!" And then it ends. And so yeah, that was a fun episode. Aubrey Blue looks pretty much the same as he did however many years ago, as when we saw him in Lost and Found in Translation. And
I was very upset that Wacker Wilson didn't make a cameo. He's my favorite character in Albert Ranger.
They wanted you to whack his Wilson.
Whack your Wilson for Albert Killer. No.
And but it was fun. That pink Aubrey pink thing was hilarious.
So they could just make a key like that? Like, just make anything. Make a diamond head, stick it in.
Stick it in the Mobirates and it'll transform you into that, yes.
It's very magical.
I also enjoyed when they were surrounding the monster and the galleon, and then Doc comes up and he's got like a pot on his head.
That was hilarious.
Like, that entire scene was really funny.
Like, and seriously,
it reminded me of Hillhurst for some reason.
It kind of was.
Yeah, and then I became Gandalf. She's like, "You shall not pass." I'm like, "What?"
No, she was Jason Segel from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. No? All right. He wasn't Jason Segel.
Tonight is no one laughs at Dawson's jokes night.
Jason Segel for Akko Red.
So it's like every other night?
Yes.
You know what? I'm getting tired of it.
So
there's someone out there laughing.
Somewhere, someone, but no one cares about him.
It's the guy I hired to laugh in Malaysia.
Malaysia. There,
it's like 25 cents.
You know what? That's where MILF live.
MILF Asia.
Has anybody seen the Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp? It's really weird.
Yeah.
Does anybody else think Tiny Oompa Loompas live in the Mobirates and they're the ones shouting out the names? No?
Oh, God. That was an actual decent joke for once.
It's such a tiny little voice and it's trying so hard to yell. Like, I just picture a little, like, Oompa Loompa in their little, like, orange suits going, "Ah, buddy, yeah!" Just yelling through the key slot.
Oh,
that
God.
Was my thoughts on the episode.
Is this what you think about when you're alone?
I was thinking about it when Kevin was using the sound effects. I'm like, it really does sound like a tiny man. What is with this episode? I don't know.
There was a lot of strange things in the episode, but I found it hilarious.
I thought it was a fun episode. It was probably the worst tribute, though, because the guys just... The most important thing they did was show up during the commercial break and said, "We'll be right back."
I don't feel like it was a tribute, really, to be honest.
I think it was just a cameo.
That's what it felt more like a cameo to me than a tribute.
The best thing about it was just the Aubrey Pink.
But, I mean, I liked seeing them, though.
I did love the fact that guys like Marvelous, why is AIM a pirate? I mean, she's so sweet, and then, like, dude, AIM's more badass than you.
She apparently stars in porn.
She does. I mean, she smashed that guy's staff, and the happiness went everywhere.
She pounded his staff, and happiness went everywhere.
Oh, my God. So naughty. Racy.
I want to smash his staff.
Speaking of racy things, there's racy things in Force 8, too.
There is?
But yeah, we gotta do that summary, huh? I forgot about that show.
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed the episode, and it's cool to finally see Goju Gokaioga. I thought they forgot about it.
I forgot about it.
Did you forget your toy can do that, Bandai? What's going on? They're like, "Oh yeah, we did," and then they fixed it.
Should we just get this guy back so we can introduce this? Yeah, why not? He can show up and be like, "Fox Kids is back." Commercial. Alright. Are we moving over to Forze now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's so here do we it. I mean, do
Episode
it.
Episode 2. Okay, so we open up and Kengo, as expected, is taking the belt back from Gentaro. Yes, I got their names right. Did you see that? It's like when I was so proud of myself in my Gokai review and I totally didn't get the names right. Anyway, no laughs yet again. So then he's explaining how switches are pretty much Gaia memories. And so... Gentaro vows to go find the monster and prove himself worth, and he's starting to ask around when Tank and Japanese Sharpei walk up in slow motion. That was funny. That was slow motion. Why do they have to walk in slow motion?
Because they are the rulers of the school.
Right, anyway, so then after they walk up in slow motion, Gentaro questions a guy named Paco and his gang, and then he fights him for no apparent reason. I don't even think they went to that school. Anyway, so then he's back at the base, and he's like, "What the hell? We're in space, lols." And so New Hina comes up, and she's like, "Take your clothes off." And he's like, "Well, I didn't expect this." And then the next thing
well,
you know...
Well, neither did we.
Then they skip... Oh, God. And then they skip the sex
she
scene.
She pounded his staff and happiness went everywhere.
That's what the racy stuff was. Yeah. I forgot about it until I read it on this sheet that I didn't write.
He was all like, Uchiquita! And...
Oh, God. This is a dirty episode.
That's what he says.
I feel like I need a shower now.
That's what he says when...
I'll shower you. Oh.
When he climax forms.
I've got stuff to shower you with. Oh.
All right, so after all that dirty sexness, they go outside in their spacesuits, and they find a capsule and free Rita Repulsa. LOL!
LOL!
You have to just insert lols where people are supposed to laugh.
I'm playing Star Fox! God!
Can we get a laugh track?
I think I got one somewhere. Good.
You know what, Brian? You should just record when you go into a laughing fit and just play it. Anyway.
Just such a wheezing. Wheezing!
Just play that. Perfect. So then she explains that Kengo's dad did stuff. Oh, yeah, he stumbled upon... Not Kengo. I'm sorry. I read this wrong. That he stumbled upon... before
I'm sorry, that wasn't the joke.
Apparently he's like, you know what? I got some free time between classes. I think I'm just going to go wander around the back doors of the school and find a secret space base. So he explains that, all that stuff. And then we cut to Dustin racing for storm chargers. Oh, wait. LOL?
LOL?
And then Gentaro comes up on a bike, and he actually keeps up with him, which I think is more embarrassing for Kengo. And he's like, look, I'm not going to replace you. And then they're like, whatever. I don't know. It was just funny. And then Gentaro gets a call from the rain girl, and she's like, 7 days. Now, I realize you're not laughing, because I already spoiled that joke 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. But so, I couldn't resist.
It's okay.
Anyway, so then he shows up and he's like, what's with the videotape, man? Why 7 days? She's like, I don't know, but I know who the giant, like, flathead dude is. The Orion dude. And then we cut to Tank. And, hold on, I had a really funny turn. Hold on. Pause for edit. Okay, here we go. Okay. So we cut to Tank coming out of the football arena. And then we see his sidekick, Lad. LOL?
LOL?
And he's all like, yes.
Wasn't Miura someone in Deno? Wasn't he one of the guys in Deno? Not the character, not the person. I mean, like, the name.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
He was one of the assholes that was trying to bone his sister.
Wasn't he Rescue Force or something?
Somebody. Yeah,
the actors from
Rescue. The actor was in Rescue Fire.
Same thing.
Okay. Anyway.
But the character name of Miura was one of the dudes trying to bone Ryutaro's sister.
I'm glad. This is like a pop-up episode. And, right, so then he starts attacking Tank, and Kengo shows up and gives Gentaro the belt, and he transforms in front of everyone. And then all of a sudden outside, and then he finds the Strike Rider, and he's like, Strike Rider, cruise! LOL.
LOL.
And then he finishes him off in the sky, and he's like, oh, fuck, I'm falling! Let's use this contrived switch! And then I'm pretty sure the parachute switch just, like, breaks the driver, because it sounds really glitchy. And he lands, and then the chick's like, Kamen Rider! Like, what is a Kamen Rider? And then she's like, Matt Mullins. And then she pulls up her iPad and just shows a picture of Matt Mullins.
And he's like, okay, we gotta go ride. And he's like, look at my Twitter. Oh.
Exactly. Except you don't look at Twitter. Anyway. And then after that, Kengo's like, I guess you can keep the belt. And then he's like, check out my Kamen Rider Club banner. He's like, never mind. And then it ends.
He's like, never mind.
Well, it was a little more extreme than that. But that about sums it up. So, it was another...
Sector X.
I quit. I'm just kidding.
And we did that joke already. It didn't work.
Wait. Taja, do-do, 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 do-do. What was the first one?
Takatora, bata, 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 bata.
Yes, that one. Okay. So, it was another pretty fun episode. It definitely feels like this should be like this episode and the last one should have been like an hour premiere if they work normally like we do here. But it was pretty cool, and I forgot what stuff I was gonna say. I like the way that I hope they're setting up the Kamen Rider Club with the Urban Legends. Like, I think somebody on the Ramboards said something about, like, what if in terms of continuity, what if all of the Rider universes in Hesse are all in the same world and just decades fucked up, basically? I don't know. But I hope that they handle that better. And I always like the series where they actually call it a Kamen Rider. At least
Dragon Knight. I'm sorry.
What is a Kamen Rider? Well, it's Matt Mullins. We've been over this 5 minutes
Matt
ago during the summary.
Matt Mullins, that's what?
I feel like I had more to comment on, except for them just walking in slow motion.
The contrived parachute switch, for one thing.
Yeah. It sounded broken. It already sounds broken, but it sounded even more broken.
Super broken.
Like it's definitely embarrassing that he could keep up with them on a bicycle.
A bicycle? Like
it's a 40-year-old version reference. Now I just pictured a popsicle that's shaped like a bike.
No. What about Ankh?
Right. Yeah, Ankh's a popsicle that's shaped like a bike?
Oh. Ankh would eat a popsicle shaped like a bike.
Ankh would eat
a popsicle. He wants the taste, damn it.
He loves tire.
Oh my god. The only other thing I can think of really saying is that I'm still really enjoying Gintaro.
Yeah, he's really fun.
I do enjoy Gintaro. I don't hate
Yuki as much as I did last episode either.
I kind of like Yuki, especially when she's like, let's take her clothes off. I'm like, yes!
She's like 12.
I was trying to do my KO impression.
I'm unaffiliated. I work for Dagley Insurance.
I was trying to do my KO impression, so we all know how KO feels about 12-year-old girls, especially when they play Yellow Senshi, even though this is not a Yellow Senshi, but still. And then what else is there? I also liked the whole thing with the bike in general.
Wait, that was a good fight scene with the bike.
It seemed very Koichi to me.
A lot of this was Koichi. Like this was.
I mean, I know he's the director and all, but it just seemed like a lot
this
of like,
show was just incredibly so
Koichi. Like what we're used to from PR and stuff. Like it just seemed like very standard, which is fine because that's what I like to see. So I'm very happy about that. But yeah, I'm liking Forze so far. And Burger Meal's adorable, and I'm kind of glad I own him, despite the fact that I hate the concept and the design.
But yeah, I really like Forze too. Like, I mean, I still not pushed to the point where I want to go buy the toys, but...
Well, that's because you'll get ninja stars thrown at you. Yeah. That's in my version. I think in the real version is like a stabbing or something. I don't know.
I think in my version it's a stabbing, but...
But I don't know. It's a fun time. The episode was pretty good. It was a nice follow-up to the first episode. Kind of random things like the bike. Where the fuck the bike come from? And does the Power Dizer have to say his name every time he exists?
I know. He's like, Power Dizer, Power Dizer. I'm like, this is an exercise video? You too can get abs in 30 seconds with Power Dizer.
What else was really weird? Like, where the hell the switches come from? Do they teleport to you? Are they in a... Does a rainbow... connect Forze to
the rainbow switch. Connection?
The rainbow connection.
I want to know, like, we have to get a better explanation than, oh, he just found it. Like, what was he doing looking anyway?
Wait, who?
When the explanation of just how everything's there, like, how Kengo just stumbled upon it. He's like, oh, look, it's a door that says do not open. Well, I guess people do that, but still.
Oh, I found the base that my dad had in the rabbit shit.
Because I always explored the areas of my high school looking for a rabbit. Oh. There's like a sound of edited rabbit.
I look for holes. Oh.
In rabbits?
In your pants.
Okay.
And another thing I hope for is I hope the Zodiacs differentiate themselves a little bit from Dopants. Because.
So, episode, okay, I'm trying to figure out what happens. Is it only the last time where they separate, or does it always.
I think
always...
so. When I read the Wikipedia,
okay,
it said that basically like they become the Zodiacs kind of, but then like when they go to that last one, then their body separates from the.
So then they become Philip and.
Yes, then they become Philip.
So first they're Shotaro, and then they become Philip.
Something like that, yes.
Okay,
it's kind of weird.
Kinda.
I love you too.
Okay.
I just kind of feel like... I guess Oz was a little different, but I feel like I keep watching the same show over and over again with something different pasted on it.
Yeah, like, it's getting to that point, too, a little bit. Like, this... I mean, the enemies here seem pretty much just, like, double.
Yeah, it's double in space.
Whereas, like, Forza is a lot like Birth. So, it's kind of, they're just mix and matching ideas at this point. They're like, well, you keep mix and matching riders, so let's mix and match ideas. It'll be awesome. But we'll see where it goes. They have plenty of room to think of new things. And
yeah, I mean, we're still okay so far.
But I still really enjoy it, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it.
In fact, I'm enjoying it a lot more than I thought I was going to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's so funny how much like a high school television show it's trying to be at times.
Oh, yeah. Like
it is Glee.
It is.
I want Jane Lynch to make a cameo.
Like it's like it's definitely Glee, High School Musical-esque visions of high school, which apparently, according to the comments, some people actually have high schools like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, I know chicks.
I'm sorry that you live
on
the TV like.
I mean, I know chicks hang on dudes like that, but I'm just saying that it's weird.
Well, I forgot what I was gonna say. So, what was I gonna say about it?
Deplore the Landmaster.
Oh, I just find it weird that like. On an action superhero show, we have, like, weird Japanese writers that just happen to be into something at the moment, like Cars or Glee, and decide to incorporate it.
I like this, so my show is going to incorporate this. I'm like, oh, okay. I like tacos, so my writer's going to be Mexican. He'll make different tacos
next
to change
forms. Writer's name's going
to
be Pablo. I still think it's funny that I thought it was a joke when they're like, the other writer's name's going to be Philip. Come on.
I did too. I totally did too. I totally did. I was like, this is stupid. They're not going to name one Philip. That's an American name.
It's funny.
And then, yep, Philip. I'm like, okay. And then Double became my favorite writer ever. So,
does anybody else think that Tank's related to Japanese Shaw from Kuga?
Japanese Shaw?
Yes, Gene.
Gene is Japanese Shaw.
He totally looks like Brandon Ralph.
Wait, who's Jeeb?
Jeeb? That's Kuga's invisible butler.
Oh, you mean the French guy?
Yeah.
Oki?
No, Oki has pink hair and a surfboard. See, Brian, record your laugh now. That'll be my laugh track.
I'm not even making noise anymore. I'm just. It's just air.
So that means the silence is the laugh track. Suddenly I feel better.
See? Wow, okay.
Crotch?
It's not crotch! It's shotch!
No, I think it's crotch. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. Okay. That conversation went weird. Anywho.
Yeah. Now it's on to retrospective Dr.
Ranger
rambles.
Rambles.
No, Doctor, no.
Someday.
No.
Well, good.
Ow.
I miss Rose. Anyway. Okay, so it's
American
time for the
Dragon.
Return. Yes, we're going to go over American Dragon Jake Long. Sip. Okay, so retrospective writer rambles. The first ever. Brian's so excited. He's dying. All right, so this is the part where I do the summary. It's going to be pretty brief. I'm not going to go over much in detail. So we have Kit Taylor here. Like most
Tokusatsu...
Steven Lunsford. Like most Tokusatsu... Shut up! I'm trying to make a joke.
He's so famous on Twitter.
On Twitter, trying to be famous, okay? You may also know him as Dale Squires. Anyway, so we have Kit Taylor. Like fuck. See, I had such good speaking quality that you knocked me out. Anyway, like most tokusatsu protagonists, he's lost his dad. So he's on a journey to find his dad, and he's like, I'm alone, hard and badass. I'm like, dude, you can't be a badass with that hair. What's with the flip? Seriously. Anybody else wonder what happened? His hair started making animal shapes, like worse than Chuck. Like, I think one time you could just rest a pencil on there. Like, he thought it was so cool. Anyway, so he's looking for his dad, and he stumbles upon the advent deck, and then his dad's like, search for the dragon. He's like, Dad, why are you whispering in my ear and grabbing my butt? This is weird. Anyway, it's too in-depth. So he eventually stumbles upon... what a true common rider is, which is Matt Mullins. He's like, give me the advent deck, and he just starts humping him.
Come on. Don't you remember the alley scene? They give me the advent deck. Oh, oh. So he becomes Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, and he becomes Wing Knight's apprentice, basically, as they fight, as they lose their voice during the middle of a sentence, and then they start fighting Xaviax, and then we got Maya on the side, banging Kit, and trying to search for the Kamen Riders, and her two annoying friends that make me want to just shake a baby.
I want to bang Kit.
And she's all, like, hot for totally top secret news that JGC runs. So they're basically fighting against all these other riders who are getting the decks from the 12 Riders of Ventara, and they're all just a bunch of douchebags. And eventually they're joined by Kamen Rider Fine-Ass. Case. No?
All right.
Hell yeah.
I laughed. God damn it.
Okay.
I was thinking about it. I'm sorry.
So
not the joke. I meant her.
And she's like, man, I don't know if we should trust this guy. He looks just like Anakin. I mean, Adam. And which I didn't really find it. I'll talk about it later, I guess. Anyway, so they continue fighting more of the Earth Riders, and eventually Xaviax decides to use a poor coma patient's body, which probably should be atrophying, but whatever. They become Kamen Rider Wrath, and they end up taking out most of the Earth Riders, but then Kit and Case get vented, and Len's crying and stuff, and all emo. And then he goes to Iron Chef, to Kitchen Stadium, and he gets his master back. And then he resurrects some of the Ventaran riders, and he brings back Case, but she's too wounded because they wanted to have Maya be a rider for a while. So she gets the Siren deck. Kit becomes Onyx, which is really cool. And then they bring Adam back, and he's like, oh, but I had to protect Padme. I'm having visions of her dying. And I don't think people can't even get the story from what I'm saying. I don't know.
Wait, there was a story?
Yes, there was. And
all I saw was Matt Mullins. So,
Adam is like a plant. I mean, not like a plant. Plant. Like he's a plant.
He can
by
do
Xaviax.
Chlorophyll. More he's like borophyll.
What the fuck is that from?
Billy Madison.
Thank you. I was like, I can hear this distinct voice in my head. It's Adam Sandler.
Chlorophyll. And, more like borophyll.
Anyway, so he's supposed to betray them, and he eventually does. But then he feels bad about it, and he explains how Xaviax tricked them. And they all end up in this giant final battle, and they kill Xaviax, and they're like, there are many other worlds beyond the mirrors we're never going to get to see, because we'll never get a good writer adaptation again. And then it ends. That was a horrible summary. I thought it was funny, but I don't even think people that never saw what was going on in there. One point, Adam Sandler showed up.
If people haven't seen Dragon Knight, then, well...
Then they haven't lived.
You shouldn't be listening to this.
Just wait till the Masked Rider summary. That's going to be a hoot. It'll be just like VR Troopers. So then they got their powers and fought, and there was a dog. Anyway. So.
And then Jesus showed up, and then...
So, story first.
I thought it was really well done, to be honest.
So did I.
It kept a lot of, like...
Better than Ryuki's
bits
story.
From Ryuki, but, like, made it its own. It was... It's like the good PR adaptions that we were talking about during our PR discussions. Just
yeah.
Like it took elements from Miyuki, built upon them, and made it its own.
And like when I see it, what the Wayne brothers did, it's like it's exactly what I want people to do. It's like something I would do is taking a
the Wayne brothers. What?
Yes. Sean and Marlon, they made White Chicks, and then they made Dragon Knight. No, anyway. But I think it's like exactly what I like want other producers and writers to do, or like what I would do if I was given a toku show, is just to take the concept and completely make it your own.
Yeah.
Which, and then like also when I read about all the plans they had, you sort of fill in the blanks in their head, and it could have been an absolutely like amazing show if they could have done all this shit.
And the fact that it was on CW hurt them quite a bit.
Yeah, because they did not really do too well of promoting it.
They're pretty much dead now. They're just showing Yu-Gi-Oh! Reruns. And they're like 5Ds, but it sucks because it's in their good voice actors.
You don't like Tristan and Bakura as the main characters? Well,
no, especially not as Jack. He ruins Jack Atlas as a badass. Anyway.
I'm a badass.
You know, they used a lot of original footage, too.
There was a lot of original footage in that show. Like, more than I ever anticipated there was going to be.
Like, they could have easily done another season with the Dragon Knight suits.
Yeah, like, and I had just watched Ryuki when this came on, and I was like, surprised.
I watched Ryuki while I was watching that, if I remember correctly.
I watched it side by side until they went on like that hiatus, and then I just finished Ryuki.
And
that's our histories.
Well, no, and like, I was surprised when I watched it, like, just how little Ryuki footage got used. Like, they just started making their own shit up, and I'm like, this wasn't there, this wasn't there, and then, like, it's like half the show.
That's one thing I really liked. I like original footage.
Yeah.
Like, I like the concept of adapting, like, the suits and stuff, but making something, like, completely original, using a lot of original footage. I know the point is to buy the footage and use the footage, but it's still, I like it, because I find it particularly fun if you've seen the original, to kind of just, like, watch and pick up things. Like, I remember when they used that footage for something completely different.
Yeah.
But, stuff like that, but...
But I really wish that Toku would get more into that, is just bringing over... Because it still saves money to bring over the whole, like, props and suits and stuff, make your own footage. I mean, it's not unheard of for a show to film its own footage, just every other show ever.
Well, and then the thing about it, though, is that when they do that, they put their own footage, it helps with the story, because they don't have to, like, try and force locations and...
Yeah.
And I've said it a million times, but the American fight scenes in Toku were always better, in my opinion. They've gotten a lot better recently in Rider, but still, there's always fancy.
The American Dragonite fight scenes were bad. They won an Emmy.
That's why we won an Emmy.
They won an enemy?
They won an enemy. I don't want to move on.
But that's what they won the Emmy for. Granted, they were up against soap operas. I mean, soap operas can get pretty in-depth sometimes.
They can. Some intense tot-on-tot action. That Metro Court explosion. Woo! I don't know what I'm saying.
But, I mean, they won an Emmy for stunts, so...
Kevin, stop smashing your magic stick.
And it feels so good.
Oh, great. There goes all the love. There we go. It's everywhere.
All the love is gone. Lost it. But...
You lost love and feeling?
But, yeah, I thought the stunts were particularly well done, and... I just think they did a really fantastic job.
You know, when I think about it,
definitely they did.
Excuse me? No, just kidding. when I think about it, it kind of reminds me of Cross Wars now, the way it was kind of split up into two different, like, sections.
Yeah.
Like, we have the first section that was largely set, you know, just Kit's apartment, Earth, fighting the other Earth Riders, and then we have the second half where they were all at that base with the Nomen. And that was my favorite half, because it was a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I liked that. That was cool. It was all
hype. And then bringing in the Ventaren Riders and... giving, like, Kit the Onyx deck, and then Maya got the Siren deck, and that was so cool. And then when the Iron Chef guy came on and was like, you know, to choose which Iron Chef you wanted to face, and I was like, oh!
Masaharu Morimoto, the bald guy that's on that horrible show that shall not be named. You know, I was surprised, given the way it was... introduced, like, what a sci-fi element, like, it was very sci-fi alien-y. Origins of everything, which was kind of surprising, just given the design of Dragonite suits and such.
Yeah. What else?
William O'Leary is fantastic, but we'll get to that later.
Was. Oh, God, I love that guy.
Who?
I do.
William O'Leary.
Xavier?
Oh, sorry. I heard Will My Mother. That's what I heard.
Will My Mother. No, she won't. But
it was... It's especially when you consider that they had... like, very little time to do it in and very little budget. Like, the show came out fantastic. They had, like, a cogent story, and... I mean, sure, you had, like, four clip shows, but, you know...
I was
going to include that in my summary. I was going to do, like, two sentences, then there's a clip show. Two sentences, then a clip show.
Yeah, that was very, very irritating on their part, but it's... The budget that CW gave them to work with and stuff didn't... I don't even think it was a budget CW gave them. I don't really remember what it was, but it just didn't allow for them to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So they were stuck with these. They had to do a certain amount of episodes, but not enough money to do the episodes, so they had to do clip shows.
And it still came out good, though. That was the amazing part.
The clip shows at least usually added something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very minimal something, but
because it was the one where, like, you know, they went through their history to Sting, I think it was, and then he was like, oh, well, I want to join you now, and
yeah,
so it did like a little something, not a lot, but it always did like a little something to the the show. So that was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, hey, remember that time we went and like walked into a mirror and then we ended up going through it instead of hitting it like idiots?
Also, I want to say the acting was really good, too.
I thought so, too.
I didn't really have a problem
with mostly
any of the actors, really.
Certain.
Except for, well, I guess the what was her name, Lacey? Like, she wasn't a bad actor, I just hated her.
Yeah.
She was so annoying, like, I want to punch you right in your face, but you can't hit girls unless they're drowning your kids.
Not even then, because there's no excuse for domestic violence.
What if she's about to drown the third one?
No excuse.
Dang it.
Dang it, it says Kamen Rider Joker.
Now I have to buy it. I hope those other five memories don't say things. They said things. Damn it, Dawson.
But yeah, I overall and really, really enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good story.
Oh, yeah.
So much potential for the future that we'll never see.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so sad, too.
I do like how I thought it was funny that at the ending some people were questioning whether it was all a book. You know what I mean? That would have been kind of funny. But
it was,
not.
It was all a book.
It was all just a story.
It was a dream in a dream.
It would have been nice if they had been able to continue it and then we could have gotten more of the Ventaran Riders besides like the three we got.
Yeah. Like I would have liked to just see more just because I really liked everything.
I liked their cool jackets.
I want those.
Those jackets were cool. I know.
Those
were
the
best
jackets ever.
I want Kit Taylor's haircut. It got better, like in the second half. But the first half, I'm like, seriously. Like, you look at the trailer, and the part where he's talking to Torque, like about fighting Wing Nine Zaviacs. Like, what kind of hair is that? It looks like he's part of Scott Pilgrim. Okay. All right, we've had a moment of silence for Dragon Knight.
All right, so, characters?
God, there's a lot of them. I guess we'll start...
Yeah, we'll start with Kit.
Kit?
Kit. I don't really know what to say about Kit.
He was not Shinji, that's what he was.
I thought that he made a good change by the end, but it seemed kind of sudden.
Yeah, like his change was meant to be gradual, and, it just didn't really end up being gradual.
Yeah. Much chocolate up to the budget and the episode count.
Yeah, definitely.
But. Like, I don't get... Here at the beginning of the show, I never get when they're like, man, I don't want to be a hero. I'm like, why not? It's so cool. You get a cool suit.
You get powers.
I know. It's like, but he's like, I just want to find my dad. I'm like, why is everyone losing their dad? God damn it. We need a My Little Reminder. And...
For My Little Pony? Oh.
Yes. And he was just kind of, like, bitchy. And that whole thing with Torque, like, alliances is just annoying. But, like...
Kit was very stupid throughout a majority of the show.
Yeah, like, and then he was all whiny because he's like, Kay said I'm not good, which... That was kind of stupid. I mean, everyone... They're total, like, fucking... what do you call it? Posers. They didn't do any training. They just got that Intersect shit planted in their heads by Ubilon. They're like, oh, man, we're such good fighters. Like, shut up. It makes Kit look so much better, the fact that he could hold his own without having the powers given to him. I'm like, psh, you're not a real soldier. I'm like, neither are you. You're the hooker chick from Two and a Half Men.
That show liked to MacGuffin a lot. Like, they're like, the decks are DNA locked. That's why only you can use it, because you're like Adam. And then... Yubon's like, oh well, no, hack.
I can just change it. Watch. Oh my god, you hacks. There should be like a.
Like, oh my god, the writers have been vented. No, I can go get them out. It's fine.
Yeah, I can just pick them up. They're just floating in crystal.
I just float in crystal space in a tube. that's comforting. Like, are you at peace with your death, son? Yeah, just the Iron Chef's gonna come get me. The chairman's just gonna ride up. I don't know. Anyway, back to Kit. Kit was pretty badass once he became Onyx.
Yeah, he did. He had a change of heart.
It was definitely a different use for the Ryuga suit.
Yeah, I was glad they did that. Like, I'm so glad they're not like, Adam comes back like, lols, I'm Dark Dragon Knight. And, like, I'm so glad that they gave it to Kit and made it as, like, you know, like a black suit Spider-Man type deal.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
Like, and I actually anticipated the whole, like, oh, Adam comes back and he's going to be Ryuga.
Yeah,
and
so did I. Like,
just because it was the obvious thing to do. It was the simple thing to do. It was the easy way out. And then they didn't.
And there was that leaked picture, like not long after the show started, of when at the final battle where Kit's wearing his, like, his Onyx jacket and Case is wearing hers, and everyone thought that she was going to betray them and he was Adam in that picture.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, which I thought was really funny. I'm like, I just loved that.
I like it when people are wrong.
Me too. And with the exception of it having survive mode, I totally would have picked the Onyx deck in the end instead.
Yeah.
Actually, I would have picked the Onyx deck and say, build me a survive mode, bitch.
They all had survive
they
mode.
All
they
had
just lost
survive?
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, Case dropped them all. She's like, oh, damn it, I conveniently dropped all but these two. Oh, well.
And, like, were they deck-specific? I know they weren't in Ryuki.
No, I think they were deck-specific because I think, like, the way they discussed it was, like, the way I understood it was that each deck had that card and they were, like, sitting on a table mm-hmm. for some reason.
Instead of
and,
in the deck, idiots.
Yeah, and then she could only grab those two that were, like, on the edge of the table as she ran away.
I only grabbed yours and Adam's because I'm stupid.
Case sounds like an old man.
Like, because the way I understood is that they were sitting out, like, you see someone with tarot cards, and instead of her just taking and scooping them up real fast and running, she just grabbed the two on the end and was like, I'll take these, bye. Like,
and then, like, Case and Len had that thing going on. Well, that's Rip. Something else.
Yeah.
So.
She is a working girl.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about the Ventarin counterpart after we talk about the Earth one, or...?
We can just, like, briefly mention it, because most of the Ventarin counterparts were cardboard.
Yeah. Right, so, Adam...
Homo.
Oh. Adam, kinda. Adam is just a biggest bitch ever.
Adam is Anakin Skywalker.
Adam did everything because he wanted
to save Padme.
To fuck her.
Adam is Hayden Christensen, a little whiny bitch.
Basically.
Like, it gave him... In a way, I'm kind of glad they did it that way instead of just making him straight up evil, like we talked about with the suit a second ago.
Well, yeah.
Like, instead of being a straight up, like, oh, like a JTC idiot, like, oh, pick the winning side, Derp loses. Man, you guys always look so bad when that happens.
Derp loses.
But
stop whining!
I thought that Lunsford did a pretty good job of playing the two characters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were rather different, I think.
That's why he's a celebrity.
And Adam was pretty much just a case of dishonorable discharge. He was just like, I don't want to be a soldier.
I don't want to be a soldier.
I don't want to be a Kamen Rider. God.
I don't want to.
What was he doing? Wasn't he handing out clothes or something?
Kit, you're breaking the sandwich. Kit, oh, you broke the fucking sandwich. When he was having those nightmares about Onyx, he, like, totally rape fucked that.
Dude, why didn't Kit have a bed? Why was he always sleeping on the couch?
Because he likes couches.
And who paid for the apartment? These are the questions I want to know.
I don't know. That's not important. He's a trust fund baby. There you go.
He's a trust fund baby.
Why are all these dads getting lost?
Because they're part black. They run away.
Probably.
Damn you, Dawson, and your racist jokes.
I feel like there's something else I was going to say about Adam.
Homo?
I just hate his motivations.
Yeah.
I don't like characters like that. It makes them seem so... I mean, I guess the point's to make him selfish, but it just... I don't know. It's... Whatever. W.E.
I don't know. He did a good job of it. It's a good character that you hate to hate. Or love to hate? I don't know.
I lick to hate.
Adam had a very sudden change, too.
Yeah, he kind of did. He was kind of all over the place. I think he was on his period. Ventarans actually have periods, even the males.
He's not on our staff.
Oh. Alright, I'm done with Adam.
It's Cassim. Len.
Len. Len's a boss. He is a Kamen Rider.
He is. Len was a fantastic character, I think. I liked him just like I liked Ren and Ryugi.
Yeah.
They were different characters, of course, but...
Even if they both look like they stepped out of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Come on, the glasses, really?
Really.
And
even
jacket?
If he did kind of dry hump kid at the beginning.
Like, I didn't really like Len at first because his character felt so forced. But once he started, like, with his mission and became more personable...
Yeah.
Personable?
That. I don't know.
He became a person. He's a real boy.
Person to nipple? No, that's not right.
Right. But once he became more of a person and not some sort of like super soldier, I grew to like him.
He's been sent from the future to protect Kick.
To protect Kick?
I said protect Kick. He's supposed to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dossum.
No. All right.
Douche.
Something I was gonna say. Damn it. I did find it rather confusing how they're like they're all asleep and they take shifts. And he was the lone wolf. But how did he have a relationship with Case? They just said like what they had 2 minutes in between shifts or something.
No, they do a quickie.
I guess so.
Like, that entire thing made me confused. I'm like, what kind of protection is this?
I know, like,
you have one person saving you for, like, 2 years? And then next person. I'm like, what?
Was it a month?
I forgot how long the time span was.
They were all older, though. Like, they were from, like, they're, like, super old. Like,
yeah.
They're 60 or something. Or that's not super old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that whole thing was a little bit confusing.
I feel like it was kind of like one of those things when it's just a bunch of different good ideas that got put together and then bubbled.
I want to bubble you. That's weird.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I liked him. He was really badass, and he had a bromance with Kit. That was pretty funny when Onyx first appeared. He's like, "Who are you?" And then Onyx stands menacingly, like, "Really? Did you have to do that before you de-untransformed? De-untransformed?
Did you have to do that?" Yeah.
So he just kind of like stood there and was like, "Oh no, this guy's about to get down with business." And he's like, "Nope, just one spot."
I liked when Matt Mullins had that fight with the chairman, and they were like just going at it and being all badass. And
that
was
really cool.
I liked when Matt Mullins just did random martial arts on the top of the roof.
I enjoyed that. I was like, this is making me hard. Yes.
Well, I mean, I like it when a show like has
actual people who could do martial arts and not act like crap.
And actually
sorry.
And like actually utilizes them and actually makes sure that like, they do their own stunts or like even like in the show just like take a second and make them look badass.
Yeah. He wasn't badass enough.
Like, and not only that, but they could do martial arts and not act like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I thought the acting was pretty well done in Dragon Knight.
Right, like, that's insane. They could actually do martial arts, and they didn't suck total balls.
I'm still disappointed we didn't get that scene that one of the writers talked about in an interview where they just, like, passed by his Earth counterpart sweeping, like, a coffee shop or something.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. Like, that doesn't cost any money. It's the same dude. You have to pay to get the barista outfit? Come on. Would have been funny. Like they just go get a coffee or something. He just happens to be in line. It'd be hilarious.
I would have liked to see that.
I think that would have been a cool idea to use that more if they had a second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like have where like Kit's just going around town and like runs in and was like, "Oh, Len, good. I'm glad I found you." And he's like, "Who are you?"
Whoa.
It's like, come on, Len, we gotta go ride.
You gotta go?
I'm not a Kamen Rider anymore.
We're not Kamen Riders anymore. Show's over, move on. I don't want to move on. The show was so good. That's why we won that Emmy. That was such a funny spoof. I don't want to move on.
Goddamn four kids canceling it with one episode left.
Two.
Oh, yeah, two. Assholes.
One would have been terrible, but no, it's two.
Assholes. Assholes. Assholes.
Alright, what's the Wikipedia says next?
Jesus.
I don't know.
Oh, you're not looking?
No.
Should we just do an order of appearance then? Should we do Incisor?
Yeah.
We'll do it in order of Figma release, though.
That's a good idea.
I don't remember Incisor's name.
It was Whiny Rich Boy. think his name was
Trip? Preston?
Van?
Van?
Preston Vogel, what? No, that's the guy from Gargoyles.
Flabber?
Flabber?
Hold on.
I think Incisor was Flabber.
Does it matter what his name is?
Yes.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm touching it. I'm looking it up.
Is he a Wiccan?
Richie.
Richie. Close Richie. Enough. Isn't Richie his last Richie. Name Preston?
Yeah.
Hi, I knew I got Preston from somewhere.
Brian just went, hi! I don't know what that was about. So, you know what's horrible about this guy is that his backstory on the back of the toy box made him sound like a badass. They're like, the writer, bounty hunter, out to get the others. I'm like, it's just a rich kid.
He was just a rich kid that was...
Behave.
What?
To bed?
Don't make what's me call happening?
He was just a rich kid that was threatened to not have money anymore.
So,
and or he didn't have money and or something, I don't know. And he Uncle Marty around, went on a rampage. And
he wasn't around. He was around for like two episodes and he was gone, just like Scissors.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember what Scissors was. I remember he came out of a bookshelf or something.
He came out of the wall, I think. And they died. They found him in the wall and then... I don't remember.
I don't remember either. And they just fought.
I like... passed out in that episode. I don't remember. I was so confused and lost, I just ignored it.
I know.
I was, like, was a guy came out of the wall, and then there was inside Scissors, and then he died. That's all I remember.
That's pretty much what happened. Like, his main purpose? His main purpose was just basically to serve the introduction of there being other writers.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh man, this is going to be great. You know what? I just quit talking. I need to translate it. This is going to be great. We're all going to go out for tacos. And then he's like, die, bitch.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Donkey for American Comic Writer.
Eddie Murphy for All Writers. Eddie Murphy for Ankh.
Oh my god, it'd be hilarious. What the fuck? I am now disturbed. I need therapy now.
That was awesome. Okay, so... Torque. Next, right? Yeah, Torque.
Yeah, that guy was a douchebag.
Yeah, that's Drew. Drew Lansing. He's the capital of Michigan.
When we were watching Dragonite, we called him asshole. Because someone decided to have an Asian accent at the time and called him an asshole, and it just stuck. So he was asshole.
Asshole?
Possibly.
Trying to sell cell phones that no one wanted.
I know, what the hell?
I'm like, who would want those? They're like from the 1990s.
And like, he was in that warehouse with like a shelf of them, like putting them together. And then he's like, oh man, the cops found me. I'm like, I think a pole just fell over. Don't flatter yourself. He was running from nobody. But god, was that guy a douchebag?
He was a giant douchebag, though. He was very manipulative. He always got what he wanted until he died. And,
yeah. You didn't want that. I don't think they brought him back. Oh, no, they wiped his memory, I forgot.
I don't think they
Master Chef wiped his memory and then dropped him off in jail. And they're like, I didn't do anything. They should have just left him there.
Poor
dude. His Ventaran counterpart was a badass piece of cardboard.
Yep, Chance.
Man. Chance?
What was his name? Chance.
Is he one of the dogs from Homeward Bound?
Incisors was named Ian.
Really?
Torx was Chance. Chance actually, like, was...
Where'd you get Ian?
I'm reading the Wikipedia.
I don't remember them naming them.
Yeah, they were in the credits.
Touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touch it.
Oh, God. There's all kinds of noises.
Chance, like, was like all the other Ventaran people that weren't main characters, or Adam was kind of main character, I guess. But, like, he was just there to fill in the fact that they had a lot of Zolda footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And though he didn't do much acting in that sense, but he did a good job of making him not seem like a douchebag when he was the Ventaran writer.
Yeah, he was actually incredibly honest.
Because there's a lot of people that play like evil characters that have to play a good version that don't do that great of a job, and all of them pretty much did a good job.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They all really did a good job of making the two characters distinct. Especially
different hairstyles, for sure.
Because, like, while we're on that topic, like, Chance was like honest as opposed to Drew lying to everyone. Frick.
Oh god, the dimensions are parallel universes. Everyone's their exact opposite. Fuck.
Well, what would Kit be? Kit's loyal, Price. And Adam's not.
Price was a lot like JTC, but not a douche.
Yeah.
So then,
and
so then Case's Earth counterpart would be like a homely chick who like dresses in a bank giant robber. Robe.
Yeah, something like that.
A homely robe robber.
And,
I didn't even mean to say robe.
Hunt,
I just wanted
to... Hunt was
stop it, Brian. You're making up these names.
And he was like a lone wolf.
Yeah, I was going to mention that when we
Whereas
got to
Whereas Danny was always like...
I need my bro.
Bros with spear.
Bros. I was going to mention that he was the only one that was given a distinct personality trait amongst the Ventaran riders.
Yeah.
Is that he did like to work alone. I like to work alone.
It's like, I like to look, work alone because all the footage that they have left is Tiger by himself.
That guy gets ran over by a bike?
Oh, I'm laughing at that. Oh, well.
The guy's a dick.
All right, so Thrust, Brad Barrett.
Ooh. Oh.
I kind of liked Thrust.
I felt like, bad for him.
Yeah, like, yeah. I liked the fact that he wasn't a bad guy. He was just honestly trying to clear his name, and he just got caught up in it. And it was one of my favorite, like, Earth Rider stories. I'm like, poor guy. Stupid Xaviacs.
Sorry.
I win. Help my breath the longest.
Right.
Right-o.
So, right-o. Yeah, I felt really bad for him. It was like, wasn't cheating or anything, but...
Yeah, and like...
It's like, you're cheating, blah, blah, blah. I can make you not cheating.
And it was like, I can make you not cheating. Okay, can I get a cookie too? Yes. Like, but it just felt bad for him because he's like, I honestly don't want to fight you, but I have to clear my name. Thrusts. Well, the Japanese one was just creepy, if I remember.
He liked games and killing people.
He's you.
He is. His Ventaran counterpart was Cam.
Oh, it's not Cornelius.
He's the Green Samurai Ranger?
Yeah.
What is a Samurai Ranger?
I don't know.
No one's heard from him in months.
Someone who responds with bad acting?
Okay, Sting. Chris Ramirez. Sting. Okay.
I'm sorry, this guy's face just makes me laugh.
Sting reminded me of Carlos.
Except, like, a lot worse.
Except, like, with no balls. Like.
And Carlos's figure doesn't fall apart.
That's true. Like, I mean, I got kind of, like, sad when he died. I was kind of glad it was him and not anyone else I liked.
Like, but the idea behind his story was clever, except for... For Kamen Rider or Soldier, you still have asthma. I didn't understand what he's like, oh man, I can do it now. Like, dude, you still have asthma. You're still passing out. Like, why don't you just get an inhaler, like, built into the suit? Anyway.
Why didn't he have asthma? Was it because Raya was, like, sick or something? I don't remember Ryuki all that well. Did Raya just suck?
I feel like Raya took over for his friend. I remember he was a fortune teller and he took over. That's
he
all
wasn't
I remember.
Sick or anything. They just I don't.
He was a lot cooler than Sting.
Yeah, he was.
But like his the idea behind his story was cool. But I just like the actor, like he doesn't seem like a badass soldier that's being sidelined. He just kind of seems like a pussy. Like if you look up the word the pussy in the dictionary. You just see his face there. Where he's like, I'm ready to serve my country, sir. Like what? Like I don't know. I just didn't care for him.
Oh, okay. When they brought him back to life, they cured his asthma.
His Japanese Ventaran counterpart was a complete badass that didn't have asthma.
His name was Quinn.
Oh my god, never mind.
He's the chick from Glee? Oh god.
Quinn sounds like the name of a duelist on Yu-Gi-Oh! Quinn, you will not send me to the Shadow Realm! That's what you say every time you kill somebody. Like, you killed my wife, now I'm gonna send you to the Shadow Realm. That's funny.
Your mother's funny.
You best get out of my neighborhood or I'm going to send you to the Shadow Realm. Okay, that's enough. Who's next?
X.
X you.
How did we get X next? Did I miss when we did Strike? Or did we not do Strike yet?
totally missed Strike a while ago.
So Strike,
we missed Cam a while ago too.
Oh, how'd you like to be the best fighter on two worlds?
Okay, let's go back to Camo because I skipped two in the process of scrolling down the page.
It's Dawson's job to skip the black guy. Jeez.
Yeah, dreadlocks. So,
Camo grants daily.
Oh, come on. That's made up. Well, it is made up.
his Ventaran, his name is Van.
Oh, there's a trip in Van.
He was only in the show a little bit because he wasn't
like one
cool
episode. Yeah,
he wasn't cool enough to make original footage for, and yeah, he was only in the special. So
he basically just was there to further the love triangle between Kit, Drew, and Len at the time.
Yeah.
Matt Mullins, you how much you love Lunsford is so much funny.
So, Strike
that wasn't even a sentence.
ATC.
Strike was a major, major character.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were saying a major, major asshole.
That,
yeah,
too, he was a major, major asshole.
Totally top secret. Yeah.
Something like that? I don't know.
How is that not in the wiki? Come on. If you got the name Ian for some guy that appeared never, why don't you have the name of that website? Anyway, JTC was a douchebag. Like, he's like, oh, this is the winning side, so I'm just going to betray my entire race.
Yeah, it's pretty much the ultimate dick move.
It's the other one that did that. Oh, yeah, it was Patrick Dempsey. He's Patrick Dempsey.
He is Patrick Dempsey. Kind of looks a little bit like Patrick Dempsey, too.
I think Patrick Dempsey should play a Kamen Rider villain.
I love McDreamy.
Punch him in the face ever watching Transformers, but McDouchebag.
Oh, I love McDreamy.
But yeah, Maya had a thing for him, but then she decided he was a douchebag and then had a thing for Price instead.
Yeah, like, oh, what a douche, JTC.
Everything's really bigger on Ventara.
James Trademore. I don't know where the C comes from, but
JTM doesn't sound as cool. I'm changing it to JTC, and I'm going to work for Total News.
The C probably stands for cunt.
Just a total cunt.
James Trademore cunt.
I really didn't like him.
I loved his character and the role that he played in the show, but God, I hated him.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're supposed to hate him, so it worked. But
I mean, he went around venting people for no reason, other than to get cooler.
Yeah.
That's Asakura. Asakura was just like, I'm just evil. That's my brother. I haven't seen him in years. Die! Like, wait. Whoa. That guy's a psycho. His brother fights with weeds in his pants. Gokai Green, in case anyone's wondering. Anyway, we already talked about his Ventaran counterpart. He was trying to prove himself to Maya.
Everything's bigger on Ventara. Oh.
Hell yeah,
that's why Maya loved Price better.
I was assuming it's because everyone was a douchebag, but
what can I say? The price was right.
Aww.
Come on.
Aww.
Oh, that was so mediocre. Oh,
I don't get it.
At me. Okay. It's like that new show, How Much Is It? Like, that's The Price is Right. Stop it, Cedric.
How much is it? Price is wrong, bitch.
If you just call that, what's wrong with that dollar?
Where?
Parker. Anyway, who's next? Axe now?
Yeah,
now we're back to Axe.
Well, I was confused because when did Axe you learn Dragon Rage? Oh, sorry.
When we weren't paying attention.
Yeah, pretty much. That was when
I
fell asleep.
That was a while ago. I haven't paid attention for a while.
Yeah.
Also, I'm touching it.
I liked his Ventaran counterpart better. Like, I felt like both him and his brother just didn't have much character other than them, like, yeah, we like to steal, man. It's so cool stealing.
We like to steal, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My babies.
My babies.
Like,
babies.
He didn't have that whole storyline. He was like, you vented my brother. It's all right. He's just in a gestation tube. And he's just like on that thing Goku was on.
Gadget.
Yeah, and
Namek.
Namek when he was Namek, yeah. Namek.
Namek.
Namek. That's how Martha Stewart says Namek.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, she's like
a big Dragon Ball
fan. She's
from
a foreign country called Connecticut. they pronounce
Didn't
it?
Didn't you know Martha Stewart can go Super Saiyan?
Martha Stewart is Super Saiyan. She's Goku's long lost mother. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I love his
Mike
actor.
Moe.
Mike Moe's the shit.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
Awesome. But, I mean, as far as, like, Danny's character, like you said, he was all kind of, like, attached to the hip to Albert. And when he kicked the buck, he's like, I hate everyone.
I think was that they were doing some naughty bro things behind the scenes that just no one should do. And that was
a
just
a true bromance.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. I liked them both better than Tiger, though. That guy was just,
Tiger,
I don't know what's going on there. I want to be a hero by killing people, and then I get hit by
the Emperor. Oh, that dude was retarded, too.
I mean, Nida, Emperor. And then the Yuki Rider comes out. Whoops, wrong button. Sorry. Oh, sorry, I had to vacuum. Oh, wait, I missed a spot. All right, what? I keep missing.
What? Why are you vacuuming?
I'm still vacuuming.
No.
And now I'm blowing the air in Kevin's face.
What are you doing this?
Take that. Oh god. Damn it. My arm's getting tired. Okay. Oh, damn it.
Oh god.
Okay. So, Emperor, wait, what's his name? Spear?
Spear.
These are original names, Kamen Rider Axe and Kamen Rider Spear. This was even called Tor Kamen Rider Blaster.
Probably would have.
He was pretty much the same as his brother. I like to steal. I wear a hat everywhere.
Spear didn't even have a spear. He had this thing with two drills on it.
Yeah. Kamen Rider Probe.
Kamen Rider Fork.
God, that's funny.
I want to probe you.
Yeah, there's not much to say about them. A lot of the characters, because there's so many of them, are just so one-dimensional.
Yeah.
I want to probe you with my mind.
Siren.
Oh my god, excuse me. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Siren is the sex.
Siren was awesome.
I want to mate with her.
She was awesome, not just because she was smoking hot.
And because she was the male version of Len, so now it was cool to lust after it.
Exactly. But, I mean, the actress did a fantastic job. The character was entertaining. I mean, it made sense for her to be skeptical of Kit.
Yeah, because of the face. But
it
was
face.
Annoying. But it made sense.
Yeah.
I went through
the whole he looks like, you know, the guy that betrayed us thing made sense, but the fighting skills thing didn't make sense since she knows full well she's a cheater.
Yeah.
Pumpkin eater.
She's a liar, liar, pants
it
on
fire.
It was
her time of the month, she was kind of cranky. Just.
And she's like, in all of history, I think, including Japan, she's the best female writer. They haven't really done much over there with female writers.
Yeah, that's definitely true, considering
and I love
all the other ones like died or did nothing.
And she was just in the movie in Ryuki, so and they actually made her into a main character. She was like the third member of the team.
Well, they were having threesomes all the time.
Shoosh, yeah.
Shoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Church is.
Gibby.
Maya will talk about later. I don't feel like talking to her. But I'm talking
to her.
I
met her. She was nice. She's in. How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Hey, lady.
Those are my glasses. Those are my glasses.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. They all. I'm just going to make zipping noises and then vacuum some more. They also had a planned story of her Earth counterpart being a bank robber and having the deck and having Case having to get it back from her. Which would have been hot. Case on case action.
We've been hot.
Case squared.
And then Case's American counterpart could have been called Angelica, so she could have said, this one time, I told Angelica to go away. That was funny.
That's a new one. I didn't hear that one.
Rugrats for Life represent.
Representation.
Tommy Pickles is
you guys
boss.
Read the truth behind the Rugrats?
No.
I'm afraid to now.
Oh.
No, not in the middle of the podcast. When it's over. He's like, oh, type. So, we're out of writers.
The truth behind Rugrats.
Yeah, because we talked about Adam already. So.
Is this going to scar me for life, like the Ash Coma thing?
we forgot about Wrath, even though he was just Zabiac, so I guess it's not really important to talk about Wrath.
He was in a coma. But he was awesome.
Wrath
best character.
Looked cool.
And his Earth counterpart was Len's master. I mean, master.
Yeah, Nolan.
Hey, lady, those are my glasses.
Yeah, he was a Len's mentor or whatever.
Yep.
Alright, so should we talk about the chairman next?
Yeah, makes sense too. Yuvalon, I just liked Yuvalon because he was Mark Dacascos.
And he's a,
I know.
He was really awesome.
They picked like the perfect guy for that role.
They really did.
He was so badass. Like, I loved him, and then he took a bite of that apple and I was like, yes.
I'm surprised you didn't do that joke. I'm scared to read this. Uh-huh. DamnLol.com. DamnLol.com. Best website ever. The Rugrats were a fragment. No! This is ruining my childhood. They're a fragment of Angelica's imagination.
You have to read this. It's hilarious.
Okay, we'll read it later. We're discussing Dragon Knight.
But yes, Master Yubilon was so badass, and he could do cool things with his alternative deck.
Yeah, I know, right? Which one was he, Zero?
I'd have to look. I have to remember which one's which, because I always confuse the two anyway.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I asked.
One, I thought they were
like
the same.
One had silver and one didn't or something.
I think this is the one that was the teacher guy.
Okay, so he was Zero, I think. I think I'll...
It's an excuse to sell another figure is what it is.
touch me. I'm about to look it up, but he... Like he just was such a cool fighter and killed things and then he had like a whole story, like a backstory with
Zabiax.
Zabiax.
Where he's like, look at my fish face, and then he puts his fish face up.
Look at my fish face.
Yeah, he was Zero.
Okay.
Figure Art Zero.
Oh, God. The Art Zero?
I got a question on one of my videos. It said, why does that not have articulation? Figure Art Zero, go poop on your face. I don't know.
The Art Zero Zero. Oh.
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 Oh, it's magic.
You know.
No.
Anyway, what's next?
Never believe it's that so.
That's the next line in the song. Next character.
Maya?
Oh,
she was hot too.
Maya was an interesting character, I think. Attractive, yes.
Not quite as attractive as Case.
No, not nearly.
Kind of stupid at first, and.
Yeah, she was really stupid, most of the time.
It was kind of neat to see her as a writer.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want Case back.
It was really, really weird at first, though, because like I was like, you don't make sense. Why are you a writer? Oh, Nibon's text.
Pretty much dressed. She dressed like Case, pretty much. She's just copying her.
Like, you're trying to be hot. You're succeeding, but still, bring back the other chick.
And they showed her in slow motion, too.
Yeah.
That's where Forza got it from. Dragonite had a lot of slow motion.
Yeah.
Crap.
Anyway.
I did think it was kind of weird.
It was way above topsecret.com.
Was it? Totally Top Secret wasn't that far off. Way above Top Secret. This is classified above
Top Secret. She's a member of the website wayabovetopsecret.com, which is themed around conspiracy theories and strange anomalies.
Okay, that's better now. Didn't anybody get the vibe, at least in the beginning, that they were going to pair her with Kit?
Yes.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they're like JTC, and I thought that was just going to be like a foil for like her thing with Kit, and then all of a sudden she's like, lols, I'm banging Price. Like, wait, what? This makes no sense. Why? No, stop.
And then she wrote a book.
Yep. The Age of Four. Yep. I don't know why I said four. I don't know even why four came out. Somebody help me.
Lacey and Trent?
Well, Trent actually got a character.
Lacey was stupid. She can go fuck herself.
Lacey's annoying. Yeah, I know. God, she was annoying as fuck.
She, like, believed everything Michelle Walsh said. I can't say that name. Michelle Walsh. Oh, bitch.
Now I had a hard time saying.
Said.
She's a nice lady.
And, I don't know. She just bothered me. I didn't really like her. She had different color hair all the time. I'm like, stop.
She's like that main chick from Pop Life on America's Got Talent. Just makes me want to punch people. Why are they even in the top four? They suck. Anyway, some hidden America Got Talent rage.
Right.
I can't even spell life right. Anyway. Light bright.
But Trent was cool. He was basically just kind of nerd of the show.
He was really annoying at first.
He was really annoying at first.
But like, in the end when he ended up with the Nomen, it made a lot of sense. Like, it was a good full circle story.
It fit.
It made sense for what he was to do that kind of thing. So he was actually good at it too. So
yeah,
and it wasn't like surprising for him to be good at it either.
Remember at the beginning, like, of the show, everyone's like, "Oh, he's gonna be Onyx. No, Kit's dad's gonna be Onyx." You're both stupid.
Whoever said Trent was gonna be Onyx should probably be hit in the face.
Seriously.
Sorry. Oh.
But I liked Trent. Didn't like Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey was a hoe. It's like, I want to betray you now. It's like, no.
Didn't Trent want to bang Maya too?
Yeah, because he was all jealous of Kit.
Lacey probably wanted to bang Maya.
Like, I'm jealous of you, Kit, because you got Maya, and then Maya's over here banging JTC instead. Now she's banging Price instead.
It's just as complicated as Kiva, and that's centered around a Maya, too.
Ah, damn it.
Kiva, I miss you.
I want Otoya and Kenji Matsuda back.
There was a Maya? Oh, yeah, there was a Maya in Kiva.
Yeah.
Queen.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I just called her Queen all the time. I know she quit acting. I was sad because she was cute.
Yeah.
Anywho. Okay, the Agent Phillips. I don't even know who that guy is. He was like the Men in Black. But,
that was Phillip when he would have grown up.
Michelle Walsh. I just wanted to hit her so hard.
Oh my god, she was such a... And her pointy, unnecessary shoes.
Nosy little bitch. I'm like, what is your problem? Go away.
I know, someone needs to kill her hard.
It was kind of nice that she ended up being helpful in the end.
But. Yeah. And the actress did a good job of being a total...
Yeah, her actress is scared of Michelle Walsh. She signed my picture that says, "Beware of Michelle Walsh." She's even scared of her.
That's saying something.
Fantastic. I know.
Yeah.
It was really cool to have a whole government element, though.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Because it's always something you wonder about. Like, Kuga and Agito did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, they...
But after that, the whole like police and government involvement kind of went by the wayside.
Fucho a little bit. I mean, he just got those two kind of running around, scratching their back. But at least they were there. At least they punched in.
What else we got? Grace? She ran the bookstore for the first four episodes and then vanished. Yeah. That little fat lady.
She's that one chick that was in a bunch of 90s movies.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard from again.
She was in Saturday Night Live.
I think she got too expensive or something and she just stopped. It was called Grace's Bookstore and Maya was there half the time.
I heard she came back and then she saw what happened after they transformed in her shop and she just left.
And she was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh, God.
Didn't it become a Borders at the end?
Yeah, Grace's.
And then it got closed down. Like, all the
like, I looked at the outside and the font. I'm like, that's a Borders.
It's funny.
She turned into Borders. That's why Borders went out of business.
Pretty much. Because the boss was never there. She was just off going, la 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 la. I forgot about that chick.
I think that's about all for characters.
What about Kit's dad?
He was just there. He was a vegetable.
Lost him too. I'm sorry.
He was a goddamn vegetable for like the entire show.
How did he get that way again? What's his name? Put him there?
Xavier. He was like.
He just comes. His dad's just like, "All right, I'm gonna pick up these groceries." And Xavier's like, "Vegetable," and he just touches him. And he falls over. And Xavier is like, "These aren't the droids you're looking for." No one noticed that he took them. That whole thing, I felt like that was going to be a bigger deal, his dad, and I thought his dad was going to be involved. But then, like, no, he just put him in a coma and pretended to be your dad. Whatever. I really didn't care. But I thought it was going to be a bigger deal. I mean, everyone's their dads.
Whatever.
What's next?
So, Xaviax.
Jesus.
Xaviax. Xaviax?
I love how he had, like, his little ways of getting the Earth Riders to be Riders. Like, he just manipulated their lives, knowing just what would like, set them off to go take this deck.
He was a freaking genius.
And go kill some random guy.
Brian totally just sounded like Oprah. He was a genius! I don't know why that sounded like that to me.
We're look going to seats. Ventura!
Look oh under your God. Seats. You've got an advent deck. You've got an advent deck. You've got advent decks for everybody!
Let's ride!
Together we can fight the fight!
I'm off to save the day!
But yeah, he was...
I can awesome fly! There. How far can you fly? How far can you throw me?
But William O'Leary is awesome. Mostly yeah, because like, he's from Home Improvement.
They got a great
what's
actor
your weakness? Play, like, cupcakes. And porn.
They got a great actor to play like the mastermind villain.
He's on Home Improvement? What did he do on Home Improvement?
He was Uncle Marty. He was Tim's brother.
I don't remember. I'd have to go. I haven't seen Home Improvement in a long time.
Uncle Xaviax. And then when the show got canceled, he turned evil because he was pissed.
He got mad at Jonathan Taylor Thomas for leaving the show. Like, bitch, you got a swelled head and left.
And then no one ever heard from him again either.
Now he's 30.
A lot of people in the 90s just disappeared.
Well, he was in that movie tried. Walking Across Egypt.
I've never heard of that before.
Mark Hamill was in it.
I think you
and
just
Judge Reinhold. Right I know it because I know someone, a certain person's mother who owns 3 copies of the movie on DVD and 2 copies on VHS.
Could it be a certain Oompa Loompa?
It could.
She's the one in the Mobirates? Oh my god!
That's why she was kind, she wanted out.
She's like, go kite change!
Oh god. But yeah, Xaviax was awesome. Mostly because he was like an actual villain as opposed to Ryuki, where he was just gonna.
It was a mirror. Yeah.
They're like, we drew things, and then they came out, and then she
there
died.
There was that guy, and that was it.
And then she got a dyke haircut. And yeah. Not real. And what? Ryuki just confused the fuck out of me at the end. I was like, it just happened. Where am I?
That's why I don't remember or really
what's
like
my name?
Ryuki. I got lost somewhere in there and
you know
like,
what,
I
Brian?
Understood it.
Stop whining!
Fair enough.
You know what? That's a really Shuki. I'm on your couch upstairs Facebooking you.
Fair enough. Uncle
it's cracking up. Like, it's so good.
Brian, I'm sitting 3 feet away from you, sending you a message on Facebook.
Hey.
Hey now.
You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Okay.
Go pray. That's the religious version. Anyway.
The monsters were all... They're just monsters. I really honestly don't give a shit.
Real monsters.
They were all there. None of them were really all that cool.
They weren't all that. Oh my god, 2 Nickelodeon shows and references in one swoop. We didn't even try.
Sweet. So, anyone want to say anything about the Advent Beasts?
They were epic. Dragratter and Darkwing and...
That was pretty badass the way they're designed around it and stuff.
Yeah, I really liked all of them, really. There wasn't anyone that I really hated.
You know,
Dust,
it makes
Wilder
sense.
And Magna Giga, they're so cool. Venusnaker?
Regigigas and... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You know, the whole idea... Hey, man! Let's jump! No? Okay. The idea of him having to get the beast to contract with made sense in Ryuki, but it made no sense in this one. Because he made, like, what's his face? Chairman made them the powers and linked them. So, unless the dragon, I guess, escaped. But that made no sense. I know they had to use the footage, but...
Am I
just talking to myself?
I don't remember.
Because they used the footage of him contracting with the beast just like at Ryuki. It was like pretty much the same thing, and it just didn't make sense because...
Maybe it had to do with Adam being a douche.
Because he had all the other decks, fine, except for Dragon Knights. It's just because of the footage, I know, but still. Whatever.
You know what?
No one sees a wizard!
All right, then I'll just go away.
No one gets inside.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, National Treasure.
Monsters.
So Nicolas Cage. No, I was kidding about it.
Yeah, mostly I like Drag Ritter because he's a dragon.
And his toy's cool and shiny.
Dust Wilder's pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
How about Van Wilder? Oh, wait.
He has a cool green ring. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Most exciting yawn in history.
Stings made no sense. Evil Diver?
He's not even evil.
Why is he evil? He's not evil.
You got asthma. Stop
it. He's a good guy.
The only person ever to have asthma that was evil was Darth Vader.
Here's the evil visor. I don't know why it's called this.
Evil tail.
I'm like, why is the tail evil as a paintbrush, for God's sake? What is your problem, Regis Philbin? He's righteous.
It's all that bitch Kathy Lee's fault. God, I told you.
What's that bitch's name? Whenever I'm painting now, I'm going to be like, can you hand me that evil tail? What?
What? That thing? That's a paintbrush. No, it's an evil tail. Look at it. It's all evil.
Look at it.
Just brush it in their face. Good times. But yeah. Overall, I think all the characters were pretty different enough to enjoy.
Yeah.
Despite having so many of them and a couple of them kind of sacrificing the character development. But
yeah.
But they were still pretty interesting characters for what it was worth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The actress did a good job.
Zavax is awesome.
And I don't remember what's next.
Oh, fuck. We go characters. Zords? No, that's not right.
Zords are just... Dude, Kamen Rider, you ass.
I mean, I know, but I was trying to think what's next. We haven't done this in so long.
I think this is next, you ass. Morph? Oh, that's usually Dawson's line.
Do we do Morph yet? Morph first, this now?
Transformation?
Transformation, sure.
Well, sure, whatever.
We'll do that next.
Yeah.
Kamen Rider. I hated that so much. I'm sorry. I just do.
But it was even better in Japan. Kamen Rider!
Kamen Rider!
Man, that Japanese trailer is hilarious.
Like, I mean, I don't really want the American people to run around saying Henshin or anything, but can you think of something besides the name of the show?
Ectophase Activate.
Not that. Let's Ride would have been perfect. They say that enough in the goddamn opening anyway. I mean, just...
And then... And then the transformation took like an hour. Like,
oh my god! I mentioned that every episode I watch, I like clocked it. I'm like, they started. They're like, Kamen Rider. I'm like, okay, time to make a sandwich.
But it's like, I made a sandwich, came back. Like,
in Samurai, you could just go to the store and get your shopping done. Go to the bathroom. I mean, catch an Entei.
They got better at it later on because they realized that they can, you know, do multiples at the same time. They don't have to show everyone's transformation individually.
That was the sound of it. Actually, that was the best. I liked
it. That was only, that was only half the morph.
It looked really cool. It was just, it took so long.
And the deck spun, which made the toy a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know why it spun. Why did? What was the point of it spinning?
Like, the deck went into the belt and then spun and came
like,
back out.
It goes inside of their waist? Is that what happens? Or like,
I know, like, couldn't that hurt them? Like, it's like, it could cause a bladder infection.
I'm like, I realize they're going for special effects, but just make it glow or something and then do the cool spherical thing.
Or shoot lightning or something.
Lasers!
Lasers. Benta. It just makes Benta come out. And...
Oh my god. Benta eats a Benta box for lunch. Lol.
But yeah, I mean, it looked cool. It was just very impractical. Suits.
We sound so sensible. Sorry, impractical for the worker. Suits. I love the suits.
I love. That was one thing I always liked about Ryuki was the suits.
I like how they all had vents on them somewhere, so they all got vented.
Right. I mean, I like how there were certain things that were similar about them, like the general base
kind of like the vent.
Suit Cobra design the and plan. The little cap thingies and everything. But I like how, despite the fact that there were similarities, that they were all distinctly different, and none of them were really too close to the same thing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. The suits
Camo
really
and Emperor
cool.
were way different.
Yeah.
Wait, who was?
Camo and Emperor.
Oh, yeah.
Camo and Spear.
Camo kind of looked like a pre-evolved form of Stingmon.
Kind of.
This looks weird.
I really like Spear's design. I don't know why. I think they just did a really good job on it. I don't really like the motif, but But I think for what it is, the suit design's really cool.
I think my least favorite Sizer. He looks like a weird goggle. goggle freak.
I don't like Incisor just because, I don't know, he's a crab guy. I don't know.
He's confusing in both worlds. All three worlds, if you count Ventara.
Indeedo. My favorite is probably... Can I have to go with Axe?
Yeah,
that's
pretty bad.
Axe is cool. I like
Axe, Strike...
I like Wing Knight.
Yeah, I always kind of liked
Wing Knight. And I like Onyx, because I'm a sucker for, like, black suit Spider-Man shit.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker
basically,
for
we
like
Jack. Everything. I like Siren's pant design.
Oops.
Like, how tight it is.
Especially
it's so funny that Figma took the time to mold that. That's something they're going to do better than the figure art. I just know it.
Molding her crotch? Yeah. And
mold in her crotch? Oh, God.
Not called the cheese for nothing.
Centipedes in my vagina?
Ew. But no, and then I love... Oh, their jackets? Those are badass, too. Was...
I feel like I've heard that somewhere before. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, earlier.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like this is said it the exact same way. I think Kevin pre-recorded.
But yeah, I thought the suits were...
Yeah, so those jackets, they were really cool.
Yes, the jackets were cool.
How about those Zords? I guess that would be the Advent Beasts, technically.
Yeah, I guess so. We kind of discussed those already, so...
Oh, we went out of order. Damn it.
Gear, I guess, like the various vents. I mean, we're not going to go over every one, but... any that particularly stuck out?
The big gun that Zolda had, or Torp.
Yeah, that thing is pretty
giant
badass.
Dick, huh?
Giant dick gun. It's like, yeah, you're pretty much screwed.
Especially on the game, you pull that gun out.
Oh, I know. You just kill everything. It's like that in Climax Heroes too. You just sit there and you go like shoot vent, shoot vent, shoot vent, and then everything dies.
And then you just giggle.
And I'm like, ah, I'm Zelda. Zelda almost.
But come in later, Zelda.
For all of their weapons, they did a really good job of incorporating parts of their contract beast and making it look like it went with the suit and with that animal. And it was all the weapons were really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool touch too.
I like touching
that, like the incorporation of the various pieces to make the weapons.
How about that monstrous beast that Strike had? That's right.
Genocider or something?
Yeah, Genocider. And then I also liked how they each activated their cards in a different way. I mean, like, Thrust threw his into his shoulder and...
Yeah.
Poor Thrust, that was kind of a shitty way.
Spear, like, dunked his into his knee or something?
Yeah.
We ran out of ideas.
Dragonite had the drag visor. Wingnut
had
his sword.
So did Siren. And then
did he ever take the drag visor off?
No.
Why do all the toys have it off then?
I don't know.
To make it easier to put other things on. And then Torque had the gun.
And Sizer had his visor.
Yeah. Strike had the staff named the Jafar staff.
Yeah.
Which was epic. I love
Sting
that thing.
Sting also had a visor. There's a lot of visors here.
Yeah. Axe had his axe.
Spear like, shoved into
cool
his
axe.
Leg. Thrust shoved into his shoulder.
He thrusted it.
Wrath had that staff with the wings on it. That was pretty epic.
That was pretty epic.
Wrath, this is Rose time.
I forgot to talk about Wrath and the suits. Wrath is an awesome suit design.
Oh, God.
Wrath is probably one of the best that he got so underused in both shows.
I know.
Throwaway. Like, but they were both just throwaways.
But at least he finally got a final vent in this show.
Yeah. I'll give Dragonite that. They did give Wrath / Odin a final vent.
I mean, sure, it was the final vent of death, but still.
Final vent, though. Oh, you're dead. Sorry.
Yeah, it really is your final vent, bitch.
But yeah.
What's worse, being
Camo,
sent to the Advent Void or the Shadow Realm?
So what did Camo do?
Camo had, his was on his leg, too.
Oh, yeah, it was on his leg, and he attached it to, like, a... kind of tongue thing, and it like went to the leg.
No one cares about Camo.
He had to lick the card or something. I don't know. Lick it and stick it.
lick vent.
Oh, God.
Speaking of vents, when the Dragonite toys were at Toys R Us, was it the one that came
a kid walked up to it and said, Shinkenja.
Whatever toy came with a trick vent.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking down the aisle and Ron noticed it. He looked out of the corner of his eye and the T was covered up. So it said Rick Vent. And the only thing we could think of is Never Gonna Give You Up. Oh, and so now Rick there's vent. A vent that plays that song, so it's like the Rickroll vent.
Never gonna give you up.
Or it could be Rick Medina. Rick Vent. And then Rick Medina just shows up, go fuck yourself.
Around
and then he goes back in his barrel. And Kevin still goes.
We're no strangers to love.
You know the rules, and so do I. I don't know.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
My favorite visor is axes because make it's an axe, and axes are cool, yay.
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah.
Never let you down. Never gonna turn around and hurt.
How did you hang up on
it? Yep.
Brofist.
That was rude.
That was great. That was fantastic. I was like, all my dreams came true. I think all my happiness went everywhere. I had to go clean up.
We're so friendly.
Bradley, this one time I told Jedi Mon to go away.
One time I made Jedi Mon go away.
I think
said I have to hang up on Cash. He's like, so then there was an air bubble in the butter. Boom. Alright, so talking about Arsenal, those bikes that they rode into Ventara lasted for all of about 4 seconds.
Little penis bikes?
Yeah. Those
kind of look like larva.
They do. Larva bikes. The larva riders. I guess it makes sense for Kamen Rider. I did like their American bikes.
Oh, they had some badass motorcycles.
I like how Lenz transformed with him. And I wonder where his helmet went, though.
I don't know. It died.
It's a helmet within a helmet. It must be really hard to see in that thing.
Sunglasses plus a helmet plus a helmet. Oh, Lord.
My God.
It's fucking dark. But, yeah, I mean, nothing really else too much... Fuck, I don't know. I really like Axe's arsenal, though. Between the giant claws and the axe and everything, it looks pretty neat.
That was badass. That was
he just
badass.
Picks it up and spins him. Like, that's how you catch a stun fisk. You just pick it up, spin it, and throw it on the ground.
Yep.
I know, right?
Alright, so Muzax.
Okay. The theme song was very simple.
It was catchy.
Very it was very extreme. He's like, let's ride! Guess the show's gonna be awesome, watch it! Let's ride!
And stuff. But, I mean, outside of that, I honestly don't remember any of those.
You never remember the background music.
I'm sorry, I'm not a big paying attentioner to background music.
The background music was pretty good. It had so much epic background music, like all this orchestral stuff. It was awesome.
I'm sure it was epic.
Like, if you listen to the trailer, like, the last few minutes have some of it. So, you can get it from that. But there was some good music in it.
Everything was epic in this show.
Right. Yay, music.
Yay, underpants.
Shit. I do like the theme, though, as simple as it is. It's really fun to listen to, like, driving down the road. Like, going real fast, like...
That'd be an epic song to blast on, like, a motorcycle. Driving down, let's ride!
Pull up to a stop sign. Kamen Rider, Dragon Knight! I'm like, yeah! Looking at me funny, I'm, like, headbanging. It's nowhere near as bad as pulling up to a stoplight and blasting Love Wars. Now is probably the manliest thing ever.
Hell yes.
But,
I know what I'm doing.
Playing Love Wars?
That's what I'm gonna do.
He's playing You're My Friends, or whatever that game is. Now see? Here we go. He's trying to release the happiness. All right, final thoughts.
I think that Dragonite was an absolutely fantastic adaption, ruined only by the network it was on and the budget it had to work with.
And a shitty toy line.
And, yeah, the absolutely abysmal toy line that had pretty much no good merchandise in it at all. But I think if they were on a network like Cartoon Network or something that had gave them a little bit more freedom to do things and had a budget akin to like a Power Ranger season, then we would have had a lot better of a show. And I honestly, I still feel like it's kind of underrated.
Because they had like half the budget and a third the time, or the other way around. Like,
yeah,
it was like insane.
Yeah, it really is kind of underrated, like with what they had to work with.
Like, I know it has its lovers, but a lot of people are hard on it, and I don't entirely know why. Because I think if you understand what they had to work with, they did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm not hard on it; I'm hard for it.
That too.
And also, when you read about like what their plans were of how good it could have, even better it could have been.
Yeah.
Like that, they cared about it, which was really cool.
Like they really did like the Wangs. The Wangs are Rider fans. They like Kamen Rider. They wanted to do this incredibly bad, and
Jonathan, and they got screwed.
Jonathan, oh god, is it really Jonathan Long? I don't think that's right.
Yes, the Long and the Wang. It's true. It's Nathan Long, isn't it?
Nathan, there you go.
There you go. Nathan Long and the Wangs. They love their favorite food is Nathan's hot dogs.
Long and Wangs. But he's a pretty terrific writer, and he's said in a lot of interviews what he wanted to do with certain characters that he just didn't get a chance to do because either the network or the budget. And well, I mean, the show did have flaws. I still think it was incredibly enjoyable in the long run.
Better than some PR seasons.
Yeah.
Like most of them.
Like all of them in PR.
I didn't have the time or anything to rewatch it for this, but I certainly plan on rewatching it as soon as I can because it was a really good show and I do enjoy watching it. Hell, my mom watched it.
Damn. Brian's mom's already a badass. Now look at her.
Yeah, she watched Kamen Rider because she was always in the living room when we'd watch it on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And so like she was kind of like listening to it, and so eventually she got invested in it. And so I'm sitting down here minding my own business playing on the computer, and then I hear like Kamen Rider noises from upstairs, and I got really confused.
It's like when I heard the memory go off behind me of Kabuto, and I thought there was Kabuto behind me about to murder me.
And so I walk upstairs because I wanted to get popcorn anyway, and here's my mom watching the episode of Kamen Rider that she missed because we watched it after she went to work.
That's fantastic.
I'm like, Mom, you like this, don't you? She's like, no. I just want to know what happens. I'm like, sure.
That's what happened with a certain host gank. I was watching it, and then she was right there. And then I think it was one of the clip shows or something. And they're like, what happens next? I'm like, I don't know. I have to wait till next week. I don't want to.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
And I'm really sad that Adness and them will probably never get to do another adaptation.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. Because
I know they're majorly
didn't go over well enough.
Like, I know they're majorly discouraged by what happens, but that's part of the reason that I don't want Power Riders, because I'd love to see something like this that's just completely independent of Power Rangers that could be awesome. Because that's part of the problem is people are like, that's Power Rangers, the Power Ranger ripoff.
Yeah, that's the only thing that worries about me is, like, I'm not too worried about the whole fact that, like, oh, it's Saban and stuff, because we'll see what happens later on down the road. But just the fact that they used like the term Power Rider to associate with Power Rangers and keep the power thing going, it just kind of worries me a little bit because
it reinforces that.
Like anything Rider or Sentai or Ultraman, anything over here, anyone sees it that doesn't know the franchises, it's like, oh, it's Power Rangers. Yeah, that's a Japanese Power Ranger. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Five seconds to get out of here before I murder you. I'm going to send you to the Shadow Realm for saying that.
Like, I know they don't know better, but it's just kind of aggravating. But
yeah.
Sending you to the Shadow Realm.
We'll see what happens with the whole Power Rider shenaniganery.
Clear case. Shenanometer.
But I think for trying to do something that hasn't been done in quite a while, Adness, the Long Wangs, they They did a really good job.
I loved this, especially considering the budget and the time. Like, that show was awesome.
They had a lower budget than I think every PR season.
Yeah, I really wish they'd have.
I don't know. Season one was pretty low budget.
Well, that's not counting that.
Well, they were sleeping in cars on the street corner in an alleyway. So, but it would have been awesome to be able to see in action some of the things they wanted to do. And I think it would have been helped a lot more if the toys wouldn't have sucked so bad.
Yeah, they probably. I mean, I'm not gonna say they would have had a bigger budget because by the time the show started airing, they were done filming. If I remember correctly, they were done filming for like almost a year. It took them that long to find a network.
Yeah.
But
that's why we got that picture from like the finale that confused everyone about Adam and what's her face.
So I'm not gonna say like the better toys would have gave them a bigger budget to work with, but it would have increased their chances of Adonis doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, of doing it again or just doing something.
Yeah. Continuing it or doing something regardless, but...
Yeah. You know, pulling in Kabuto or pulling in Fize or another show.
Yeah, because they said they would have liked to do Kabuto, Fize. I think those were their top two that they wanted to do.
They were interested in Tomoka Hero Rescue Force. Does anybody remember that?
Not at all.
No, I don't remember that at all.
I read that at one point.
I think Rescue Force could do okay over here.
They could make it better.
I've never seen it at all, but...
KO did.
I'm sure the Wangs can...
The Wangs
can get that long and hard.
Oh, I was going to go somewhere with that, too. but yeah, it would have been great, and it probably would have been helped, too, with the popularity if they would have been advertised better and not put, like, last in the time slot where no one cared anymore.
Yeah, it was stuck in a time slot, barely advertised, never really knew when an episode was new or when it was a rerun, then they canceled the last two episodes. And I don't even think they ever said on the network, they're like, oh, go catch out the last two episodes online. They didn't.
I'm sorry. Mustard? Mayonnaise.
And then I really wish they would
relish. Give us, like, I don't know.
I really wish we'd get like a DVD of the show. That'd be great too.
That Japan, wasn't like $1 million from Europe.
Somewhere. One thing I want to mention about this show: Japan loves the shit out of it. Like,
wouldn't it be funny if they asked for more like Dragon Knight 2 footage, like we did for Zero 2?
I swear to God, they probably almost did. Like, the show did fantastic over there. DVD releases, box sets, they made a sequel novel. I don't know what happened in it. I still never bothered to look it up. I don't remember.
Someone needs to translate it and send it to us and then read it to us like small children.
Because Dawson can't read.
A guide.
Neither can your baby.
The Figmas. They did so much for the show over there, and you can see the difference between American marketing and Japanese marketing.
I think Dawson summed it up.
It's just... Like, why can't you do that here? I realize it was like a kid's show here, and while in Japan they marketed it more as like a older demographic than normal Kamen Rider. But regardless, you can still market forcibly to like a child audience and still do okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why America always has this problem when it comes to marketing.
Well, and I know that Sentai and Rider are children's shows, but I always see it as more like it's like they're Spider-Man and Batman, so it's marketed to all fans pretty much.
Yeah, definitely. Because
you don't have kids bashing together these BMs, otherwise they should be sent to the show.
That'd be dirty.
Yeah, Sentai and Rider definitely have a huge adult fan base. So it's I think it's closer to like you said, Batman and like comic superheroes here. Where there's lines for kids, but there's also collectible lines because there is a huge adult fan base. Boyce.
You've got some fan boys, man. Hey, man.
Righto. But, I don't know, it's just kind of disappointing when you see how good the show did over here and how abysmal it did. Or over there and how abysmal it did here.
I think it would have been on Nick, it would have done great, because kids just watch anything, obviously.
Yeah, Nick or Cartoon Network or... something in that frame that has
like
a lot
its actual
of
ratings.
Yeah, that actually gets not CW, 4 Kids Network. Who, Was there anything new on there at the time? I don't think so. I think it was reruns of... It got canceled for reruns of Season 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh! I am dead fucking serious.
Now, Season 1 is nostalgic, but I mean, they didn't even play by the rules. I will launch this turtle into your... Wait, what?
I will launch this... my dragon warrior into your flying disc ring and break it, and it will fall on all your monsters, and I will win.
Now I feel like going to a champion match and just pretending I play by those rules. Like, now I throw my turtle at your castle. It doesn't even have a castle. I just chuck the card in his mat. I win. Summon Skull. Lightning strike. Like, what is wrong with this guy? It just makes sound effects.
Hilarious.
Get a sparkler and start waving it around.
Lightning strike, just taser him. I win.
Someone on the side just goes, oh, don't worry, he's just playing by Season 1 rules. Don't mind him.
Just do that guy, he's in the Shadow Realm, don't even worry about it. You just have to defeat Pegasus to get him back. And he cheats because he can see your hand. All you have to do is develop DID and split off into two personalities and just switch off. That's how you win. I take it too far? All right. Are we still talking about Dragon Knight?
Well, we stopped for a minute.
What's Dragon Knight?
Yu-Gi-Oh! But
what is a Dragon Knight?
I think that pretty much covers everything that needed to be discussed as far as Dragon Knight.
I also like how they didn't bother to translate the title at all. They're gonna leave it as Kamen Rider.
Yeah, I actually liked that.
Yeah.
Mostly because they didn't want to be associated with Masked Rider because Saban kind of fucked that over.
Yeah, I like it better as Kamen Rider. It's become its own thing beyond just the masks. And I want them to switch all the old boxes back. They're talking about, the Vandross was talking about that on HDU Radio. He's like, this is why I want this interview to exist, where we can ask them this. Because he's talking about the high-detailed model line where they list, like, Kamen Rider Double next to, like, Masked Rider X.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, because like, everything after
Decade.
Double and on was all Kamen Rider, and then everything before that was translated as Masked Rider because company decided to switch it after the anniversary, and so you can have things that say Masked Rider X and then Kamen Rider Double, and it's like, well, why?
I know, it's so stupid. It bugs me.
It bothers me because I like everything to be like to be the same.
Yeah.
And so you got the Masked, you got the Kamen, I'm like, stop. Pick one.
I want it to be Kamen.
Translate it or don't translate it. But, just do something. Like, I understand you're not going to say Masked Rider, like, in the show because your word is Kamen, but...
Except for Kabuto.
Yeah, Kabuto had the Masked Rider system. Which
was weird. I was going to hurt
him. Kabuto's entire system confused me, but...
well, that's just because...
Kabuto didn't know where he was going.
It's because Tendo could speak English first.
Did I ever mention on the podcast about that funny diagram somebody made about each writer show? They said, this writer show, what I was expecting, and they showed a picture of it, what we got. Like,
yeah, I don't think Ryuki. You ever talked about it on the cast.
Oh, yeah, because there was, like, Kabuto was, like, what I expected, and I think they had, like, B-Fighter or something, and they said, what we got had the Iron Chef. Like, I think Ryuki, it said, what we expected, it showed Yu-Gi-Oh!, and what we got was Highlander. I can't remember the others, but they were really funny. Like, those are the two that stood out just because of how funny those elements are. I think Deno's was, like, Back to the Future or something, and what we got was something really funny. I don't remember. It was somewhere. It was a long time ago I saw that. Like, Decades Now should be what we expected, Gokaiger. What we got is just a picture of poop. Because what we got is just a question mark.
It's that picture Shark put up on Facebook of, like, the Down syndrome kid riding a bike.
Archangel.
That's what we got for DK.
I'm looking for the picture.
Of the kid on the bike?
No, of the what we got. I don't know how to find it.
I found it in the, if I remember right, the Riders of the Past thread on Ranger Board.
Oh, God.
It's when they discuss old rider shows that they're watching. It was a long time.
Right.
Right-o. I think the kitten wants to go to bed.
I don't think so, too, and such like and thing. Right. Anyway, so we did manage to ramble on for over 2 hours, so
Yay, we filled our quota.
I think we should probably get to wrapping this up because it is 3 o'clock and I want to go to bed.
So it's time for...
Final Things!
That was like the most retarded sounding kind of things I've ever heard.
I told you to make stock footage, you never did.
It's funnier this way. I did make stock footage, I just don't have to use it.
It's because I've been staying awake, even though Jedimon is sleeping.
No, not in the last episode.
No, not last episode.
I changed it.
Oh, did you?
Because I forgot this
This
stuff.
Episode's going to be back to normal, so you're going to be sleeping again. But
I is nothing. I'm just eternally awesome. Brian was on a boat. I just don't change.
Gotta pump your ego somehow.
That's all I get pumped though.
So next week we're taking it to the max.
Yeah,
Max Rider.
Max the phase activate.
Dirt. I don't know.
Going ghost.
And we heart Ferbus.
Fuck yeah, we do. Best character on the entire freaking show.
Is that based off of Furbies?
Yes. Or Furby? No, I think Furbies came after.
Yeah, Furbies came after. I think it's the way Furbies got based off that guy, I think.
I have.
And if not, that's what we're going with.
Good old fucking
Furbies.
Furbies, and they're like.
Didn't they bring those back?
No.
That was Creepy Crawlers.
Oh, God. I remember walking into Toys R Us and seeing Creepy Crawlers with a sign that above it that said new. I about punched something. I was like, this is not new?
Brian just goes up to the manager. I have a complaint, sir.
These are not new. I played with Creepy Crawlers when I was 5, and I am 22.
Yeah, I remember that, too. I had that issue. I was like, I saw them. I'm like, that's not new.
So clear case of shenaniganery.
Shut up. Don't judge me.
Don't you judge me.
Don't you dare.
Touch it.
Real good.
Touch it.
Real good. Well, good. It's over. Is it?
I guess.
There's about 3 or 4 good endings there.
Hello, welcome to RR Season 2, Episode 18.
You know what number
18.
This is?
18.
Is it 19?
18.
12? Oh, yeah, that's right. 18 was from the future that 2 weeks ago.
Lick it and stick it?
Except that time I'm like, hello, this is episode... Oh, fuck.
Lick it. That's every episode.
Lick it and stick it?
Yeah.
You can stick it. No.
You can lick it.
Anybody remember Pickboy?
Excuse me?
Nobody. No?
No?
Baby bottle pop.
Nickelodeon? Pickboy. No. No, come on.
Baby bottle pop. Baby bottle pop.
Lick it, slip it, slam it, and shake it, or something. Lick it, spin it, slam it, and shake it. That's dirty.
That's what I did to your mom last night.
Anyway.
What's our title? We Stand Together?
We Fight the Fight.
Oh.
We Stand Together is RPM. Nub.
Listen here, Arcanine. You will be quiet.
Whirlwind. Brian, do you have to restart
to-
Sky?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, you just had to hit record. Is this recording?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be in the bloopers. And right after I said that's when it's going to go,
I know you can hear me right now. Makes me all excited.